He is a former National Hockey League player who appeared in nearly 700 regular season games from 1980 to 1990. In 1980, he won gold at the Olympic Games. He is currently the head coach of the women's ice hockey team at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, where he also attended college. Under his guidance, the team has won the NCAA National Championship for 2006, 2007, 2009, and 2011. In 2001, he was inducted into the Wisconsin Hockey Hall of Fame, and in 2004, he was inducted into the United States Hockey Hall of Fame. He said of his faith, "Many may think winning the gold medal as a member of the 1980 Miracle on Ice Olympic hockey team would be the greatest moment of my life. While it was an amazing experience, my most significant moment came in 1986 while playing for the New Jersey Devils. That was when I came to understand what it means to have a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Yes, I was a devil when I became a Christian." He added, "I had known Christians in the past, but really saw something different in teammate Chico Resch. Chico lived out his faith in a way that made me respect and trust him. The next day, I asked him if he had any books on cults. He invited me and my wife Leslie to the team's couples Bible study. Over the next year, Leslie and I attended the Bible study, and she asked many questions. I also began meeting with Athletes in Action staff and team chaplain Dave Bratton for lunch each week. This was where I got my questions answered. One day, while driving home from practice, I realized I needed to make a decision. I pulled over to the side of the road and asked Jesus into my life. Though I've had many great moments as a hockey player and coach, the truth is the happiness of victories fade, but my relationship with God gets stronger. In the world's eyes, you are only as good as your last victory. I know that my value doesn't lie in winning championships, but in who I am in Christ. God's love for me and Jesus' death and resurrection are the real miracles. His name is Mark Johnson. This is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, reminding you of what the Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Just as Mark Johnson trusted Jesus Christ as his Savior, may I encourage you to do the same today. Here is how. Number one, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." In fact, I am the chief of sinners, so don't think that you're alone. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Fourth, accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states very clearly in Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Fifth, dear friend, accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. With these truths in mind, please believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul, and he will save you. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you're willing to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today and forever. Amen. Dear friend, if you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You have done the most important thing in life, and he's done everything for you, for he paid it all. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, believe by faith, share the faith, and keep the faith. God bless you.